This morning's scripture reading will be from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may have a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light.
I think those are powerful words and a powerful prayer for our grads. In schools right now, it feels like it's kind of award season, right? Kids are graduating. We're celebrating all the honors they got, like being in the top of their class. I know Craig and the other middle schools last week had these end of the year award ceremonies. You get, you know, kids get awarded for being on the honor roll. Some of our sweet nerdy kids get like the math award, right? That's a nice honor. I don't want to diminish it. Paxton in the yearbook, my son Paxton got best hair. Enjoy it while you got it, son. There are sports banquets coming up where kids are going to be honored for their athletic prowess. There's tons of concerts. I know last week saw a lot of you guys at, it was a band concert, the orchestra concert. We got a choir concert tomorrow. And those are other places where we're going to honor our kids for their talents, for their abilities. And so I really like this season where we celebrate and honor our kids and their accomplishments. We congratulate them and let them know we are proud of their excellence. We have excellent kids doing excellent things. Academic excellence, musical excellence, athletic excellence. And we're so proud of all those things. And here at Westgate, we got a long line of overachievers. A lot of excellence here. We've had multiple valedictorians, tons of kids in the top of their class, kids going on and doing some really awesome things. Kids who go and find a lot of success in life, however you define that. They're starting cool careers, they're making good money, doing cool things. And we love that. We want to celebrate that. But today, we want you to know, no amount of excellence, no athletic accomplishment, no amount of success in the business world is near as important as who you are in Christ Jesus. So today, we celebrate that. Who you are in Christ, your decision to follow Christ, your commitment to the Lord and to his people. That is far more important and makes us far more proud than any other form of excellence or success you have or will achieve. I'm not going to call it this, but we've been studying Philippians for a while, and Paul, in fact, considers all the things that he's accomplished trash in comparison to knowing Christ Jesus. And I do want to give that charge and that reminder to parents, is that sometimes we just focus on being so good at everything that it feels like we make excellence in academia and excellence in the business world on par with excellence in following Christ Jesus. And your kids will see that and they'll notice. They see where your priorities are. They see what you praise. And so I do want to give this reminder, because I do believe deep down, knowing Christ Jesus is what, our kids knowing Christ Jesus is what is most important for all of us. We need to make sure we keep communicating that with our actions. Our scripture this morning does a good job of that. It's about excellence and following Christ and being the person that God has called us to be. Paul says he's never stopped praying for the Colossians, and we want our grads to know and all our kids to know that we don't stop praying for you either. We've been praying for you, and we're going to keep doing it. And as you go off and do good things, your home congregation is still here loving you and supporting you and praying for you. And you might even get a nice care package from us. But Paul prays that God fills the Colossians with the knowledge of his will. And that's important for us too. First, we want you to care what his will is. As a youth minister, sometimes that was one of my prayers. I want these kids to even care about what God wants. We want you to ask God what he wants of your life. We want him to be at the forefront of your decision making. Not how much money am I going to make? Not how status will I be? Not what are all my friends doing? But what does God want from me? That's the questions we want you to ask. And we want you to find yourself. But we want you to find yourself right at the center of God's will. And we believe that when you do that, you will be blessed, even though that is not the ultimate goal. Your blessing is not the ultimate goal. Doing God's will is. But in that, you will find blessing. And like Paul prays, we want you to see the world and life with a holy understanding that the Spirit gives. You're going to be challenged a lot in life. Maybe sometimes wonder what God is up to, if he's even there, if any of this church stuff or God stuff even matters. Something not talked about a lot is how lonely the first season, first semester of freshman year can be. And we want you to know that in those moments of loneliness, we're praying for you, that God is present in that. And we hope that in those moments, you are drawn deeper into him. Our prayer is that you have a holy perspective that helps you see life's challenges, excitements, and the people you encounter the way God wants you to see them, with a perspective that sees both gratitude and opportunity. And like Paul, we pray, it is our prayer that you continue to live a life worthy of the Lord, a life that honors him, a life that welcomes him into every part of your life. I know sometimes we're tempted to say, hey, God, you're welcome on Sundays and Wednesdays and a few other times during the week, but there's sometimes I'm going to need you to sit out this one. I want you over there. We want you to welcome God into every part of your life, bearing fruit, doing good things for others, blessing others, healing relationships, drawing friends to Christ, representing him well in the way you live. Don't miss the great opportunities in your college years. You hear about a lot of people falling away or they quit, they kind of leave the church family in those years. But some of the best ministry opportunities are right in front of you. Some of the best chances at spiritual growth, or even dare I say spiritual transformation, happen during your college years. You're more free to meet new Christians, participate in some awesome ministries. We've seen our kids here become camp counselors at multiple camps, but Camp Blessing, Camp Love and Beyond, those are right at the front. Love seeing our kids go do those things. This is a great time to plug in those ways. Going and serving on the mission field, there are some awesome opportunities that we really hope you don't miss. This is an exciting time for growth and transformation in your life. And Paul prays for endurance and patience for the Colossians, and that's also our prayer for y'all. We want you to be able to suffer well. Like I said, freshman year can be lonely. College can be hard. You might experience some rejection. You might experience some failure. Which if you take it on with a holy mindset, you might also be able to see that maybe that's not all so bad. That maybe some of it is your own mistakes and you need to own those. But maybe some of that rejection and failure actually could be God setting your path on a different way. Maybe it could be God using that to transform your life in some new way, and God's doing something that you never imagined. We do really hope you plug into a faith community. Sometimes finding that can be hard, can be a kind of feel intimidating walking into a church, not knowing anybody, sitting in a class in a service by yourself, that can be tough. But I know and I believe there are other great Christian friends and community just waiting for you out there. You just got to look a little. Got to be willing to sit in the discomfort for a little bit until you find those people and meet them. But our prayer is that you find them soon. Then Paul prays, that they give joyful thanks to the Father. If you can learn to live life with gratitude, learn to find there is some good in every situation. There is a place in every situation where you can find God working. If you can find God working there and join him there, again, we think your life will be blessed. But that's not as important as how much we believe your life will bless others. We want you to enjoy the inheritance of God's people. We want you to enjoy the grace that God gives. We want you to enjoy life in his kingdom. And we want to invite you now, if you want to become part of the Lord's kingdom, if you want to accept that inheritance, if you want to accept the riches of Christ, we invite you to come now as together we stand and sing.